From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I told myself when I was driving into work today that I was going to be calm and go over the attack on the First Amendment. But I'll be honest with you, I cannot be calm when everybody else is being calm and criminals are engaging in open political persecution, just like we saw in communist China, communist Russia, communist East Germany, fascist Germany, Fidel Castro's Cuba. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I sit here watching classical tyranny unfold. I'm going to get to it in the next segment and break it all down. This is kind of a no man's land segment. We're going to be getting rid of it soon and just making the next segment longer, going to a real standard radio clock. But the frustration is that it's such a dumbed down public. Not even so much dumbed down, just conditioned to accept this, that they think it's weird when you get upset, some of them, about being run over. And I think that's because they're upset with the American spirit, or just the basic spirit of liberty for that matter. I went tubing down in San Marcos this morning with one of my friends and our children, and actually came up here about an hour before the show. They're actually up here today. And I jumped in, and my sunglasses fell off, and there was a guy there with his kids with fins on who was picking up sunglasses. And he went, "Come on, kids, let's get them before they stir up the water." He was watching me like a predator. And it was him and his like 10, 13, look like year old daughters. And they shot right by us, and I figured out my glasses were gone and watched him about 50 yards away by then putting sunglasses in a bag he had of sunglasses. Because we were out there at like 10 in the morning. So people go at like 10 in the morning to find all the sunglasses. It's a business. And I was sure that he'd just gotten my sunglasses, because I remember he jumped in and shot right past me when my glasses had fallen off. And I was going to get goggles, and he got my little $100 pair of Oakleys. I mean, not that big of a deal. It was interesting to watch him, though, like a river bird predator, because the animals are so accustomed to humans down there. They're not domesticated. They are acclimated that we're not a threat. But we saw a big red-tailed hawk, the closest I've ever seen one in the wild, 10 feet above us, sitting on a branch of a tree going down the river. Looks like Brazil or something on the great rainforest, or going down the Amazon. And I saw a big blue heron right up close, like 10 feet away, closest I've ever been to a blue heron, and I've tubed down there many times. And he had his beak open, sitting there watching fish and creeping up and eating them. And that guy watching me, waiting for all of us to jump in and lose our sunglasses, and then shooting off with his daughters, like a well-trained gypsy of old or something, to get my glasses, and then I could look at 50 yards and see him looking back, stick them in a bag full of other ones, as it's carrying him by the current. He goes, "Hurry, before he gets stirred up," and shoots out to get him. And then I'm like, "Oh, I gotta get my glasses. He's already gone." And I didn't even get mad at the guy. It was realizing I'm somebody who goes down there maybe twice a year. He obviously lived down there, gets sunglasses all day. That's a whole industry down there with thousands a day going through it. Wallets, jewelry, you name it. And he was like a blue heron. I was a fish. But see, I am like a blue heron trying to teach fish how to not be eaten, basically. And if people would just become aware, you know, at least I recognize that guy. I'm about 90% sure he got my glasses. In fact, I'm pretty much 100%, but I'll just say 90%. At least I recognized, oh, that's why they're not here anymore in crystal clear water, because he shot off as soon as he saw me come up without them. I wondered why he looked right at me and went, "Come on, girls, before they stir it up." With a predatory look, swam right by me, stopped. I'm going, "Oh, my glasses." I go get my goggles, come back, they're gone, and then see him putting them in his bag down there. And I didn't chase after him, give him my glasses back. I was like, "Thank you for that lesson, my friend. That was a very valuable lesson I learned today. Have floaties on your glasses."
Calben Soap Company.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are now back into the second hour. In the second half of this hour, we're going to have in studio Terry Holcomb in studio. He was arrested for having a pistol open carry, including a black powder pistol that's totally and completely legal and lawful. And we see folks carrying regular firearms being arrested all over the U.S. in areas where it is not prohibited by unconstitutional law. And this is a big national story that InfoWars Nightly News reporter Jakari Jackson broke. And so I appreciate Jakari scheduling these guys for the Sunday show. This has now become a national story, seeing a veteran in a wheelchair also, that's coming up in the next segment, who was arrested for his firearms. So that'll be in the next segment. Then we'll bring them in studio with us here on air. Now, let's get back into the attack on the First Amendment. Lois Lerner, the head of the IRS, back in May of this year, she came and took the Fifth, so she wouldn't have to testify, but then said that she wasn't targeting people in the testimony. Well, the Fifth doesn't let you commit perjury. It lets you, if you believe you're being set up or whatever, or it's self-incrimination, lets you take the Fifth and shut up. And then they can't compel you to testify. That's all that means. The right to remain silent. Everybody thinks that's Miranda. Miranda was a case where the police had to remind you, the Supreme Court said, that you had the right to remain silent. But that's now been thrown out because common law says ignorance of the law is no defense. So that shows the direction our country's going, even though you can technically say that is the law. So she now, her emails have now been released. In Congress's investigation, they've now subpoenaed her emails, where she calls the Tea Party and any other libertarian or conservative group very dangerous, and says that they need to go after them. Okay, so she's lying. The Attorney General lied. They all lied. Of course, they have audited thousands of Tea Party groups and zero socialist communist groups, authoritarian groups that they call liberal. That's all on record. The Attorney General goes to big socialist black churches and tells them, go ahead, be political. We're not going to go after you. Giving them a green light to something that's already unconstitutional. You can't tell churches what they can say and can't do. There's no federal jurisdiction. They trick churches to become tax-exempt foundations, tax-exempt charities. But you're still tax-exempt under the First Amendment, and until the 50s, that was the case. I mean, it just shows, guaranteed, folks, if we don't turn the NSA spying around, in 10 years, people will say, the NSA has a right to spy on you without warrants. That's a conspiracy theory. That's how they set up this tyranny and then just get everybody used to it. So there's the Wall Street Journal. Here is the Washington Times email show. IRS, Lois Lerner, specifically targeted Tea Party. Boom. And even if she didn't commit perjury, which she clearly did, and all of her underlings as well went on record and lied, the persecution of people is the essence of tyranny. When the big, bad government politically targets people. We've always known this has been happening for decades. But now, it's admitted, ladies and gentlemen, and if they don't go to jail for this, if they don't even get a slap on the wrist, a fine, man, Katie, bar the door. So many people I talk to go, man, I'm not going to be political. They'll come shut me down. I have preachers tell me that all the time, and I'm like, they're going to shut you down because you're a coward. Everybody lays down, you're going to get... I've told this story 50 times, I'll tell it again. In the last decade, they've noticed suddenly that coyotes have begun to kill humans. Coyotes have never been recorded to kill anybody other than a small child or baby. They're now eating full-grown women, mainly. In Canada and the U.S., women usually will be at a park by themselves at lunch eating, is usually the M.O. A group of coyotes, 5 to 10 or more, will show up. The woman will fall on the ground like a horror movie from learned helplessness. Now, in real life, women fight back, folks. Not like, you know, Jason comes with a machete and you fall down. I don't know what woman that is. No woman I've ever been around. And the whole point is that a man might be able to subdue a woman, but it ain't going to go, you know, too easy, to use French. And the woman falls down and they kill him. Women now fall down to a mountain lion. They now fall down to a coyote. Mountain lions have always attacked people, but more and more often in areas where they know that you're not scared of them. So the point is, everybody grovels to this chilling effect, to this tyranny. The government is like coyotes now, getting away with targeting us and attacking us. So free people fight back for their basic liberties. Now, this is only the tip of the iceberg. Let me get to the other stories here that are just from the last few days. Senate panel okays measure defining a journalist, and the LA Times spun this saying, oh, the government's going to protect the press. The press is already protected under the First Amendment, just like religion and the right to assemble is. Read the whole First Amendment, folks. Religion, then the press, then the people, the right to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievance. Go read the whole thing. It's only two lines long. So, Dianne Feinstein comes out last year and says, I know how we're going to shut down talk radio. I know how we're going to shut down bloggers. I mean, they had a whole bunch of senators say, we want to shut them down. They're evil. They're liars. They're racist. You know, Harry Reid has said this. I'm going to play this clip coming up. Harry Reid said the Tea Party's, dangerous and bad, and it's un-American to not love the government. The government is good. Remember, Obama said, we don't want to hear about tyranny right around the corner. Well, now they're coming out going, oh, like the Patriot Act takes your rights. Oh, we have a Journalism Protection Act where the federal government will list if you're a journalist or not and then not let you have authorization to any type of documents, information, press conferences, but it's worse than that. You will not be able to protect your sources unless the government certifies, and they liken it to CNN or the New York Times. They will decide. They said the Drudge Report or InfoWars, we will not be journalistic, even though we're real journalists. WorldNet Daily, getting a secret army document where they know Al-Qaeda launched the chemical attacks. That takes a lot of nerve when they're arresting whistleblowers to put that out, folks. I mean, that's a big story. It should be a national news story right there. So this is what we're talking about here, and then they spin it to the sheep. Oh, we're going to protect Because Obama's been persecuting whistleblowers and going after media sources and all the rest of it. And so the way they spin that is, oh, don't worry, the Democrats, the most authoritarian in history against the press, arresting reporters, you name it, we're going after sources, we're going to protect it by stripping everybody of First Amendment protection, unless you're a toady, and then we give it to you. Kind of like a White House press briefing where you've got to kiss their butt properly or you get kicked out. Ask a hard question, doesn't matter if you work for the New York Times, you'll never be in a press briefing again. This is their reign of terror. So Matt Drudge blasts Dianne Feinstein for trying to define who is and isn't a real reporter and calls her a fascist. And I could not agree. Oh, here's the LA Times, though. Bill to protect journalists, clear Senate panel. What do you want to bet they're going to get called journalists? Because they lied to you and told you this was something to protect the First Amendment instead of gutting it. But here's the good news. People are waking up to the lies. When we come back, law-abiding gun owners having their guns taken.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on health care? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Love me some Mike Judge.
Alex Jones.
Yep, I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm going to shift into the Second Amendment that's under attack here in a moment. But first off, look at what happened in other authoritarian countries. When the state starts persecuting you for your political views, you know you're in a tyranny. And when they start persecuting the founding ideas of a nation, you know it's a group of revolutionaries trying to overthrow the system. And that's what the globalists are. They're the revolutionaries like the communists, the Bolsheviks in 1917 in Russia. We are the counter-revolutionaries, and the Weathermen and Obama's people are on record saying that. That's why they're doing all this persecution. That's why they're engaged in all this political correctness, trying to say everybody's a racist if you don't want to turn in your guns, is because this is a takeover by a political class. And they are going after the First Amendment. They are going after talk radio. They are going after free speech. They are going after the media. And we either stick together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. And the reason they're coming after us is I have 3 million listeners a day, conservatively. And that's not exaggerated numbers like a lot of shows. We have millions of visitors a day to Infowars.com. Other patriot-type sites get tens of millions of visitors a day, like Drudge and others. Together, we are bigger than the old dinosaur media. We are the media. And they know that. And they want to shut us down, calling it liberal, but it's really authoritarianism. That's why you need to stand with us for the First Amendment or lose everything. That's why it's imperative you spread the word about Infowars.com. That's why it's imperative you spread the word about PrisonPlanet.com. Why you become a subscriber to see the films and the nightly news and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv and Operation Awaking the Sleeping Giant. That's why it's imperative you buy the books and the videos and the T-shirts. Because unlike NPR that gets taxpayer money, unlike MSNBC that gets taxpayer money, you didn't know that, stimulus money, we get none of that. We are supported by your free will. And that's why they want to collectivize things and make us all poor under Cloward and Piven, so you have no extra money to politically or economically vote with your dollars. So get at cost the new InfoWars September issue, Thou Shalt Not Have Any Gods Above the State. It's a special issue about the authoritarianism of the people calling themselves liberals. And when the fake right wing does stuff, we go after them. You know that, folks. But I've never seen such a full court press. Now is the time to get involved. Infowarsstore.com for the high quality water filter systems discounted. Like ProPure, the best out there. 10% off promo code water. The Patriot Pro Gun T-shirts. The best inner food liquid products, minerals, vitamins. All of it. Infowarsstore.com. And you are funding really the number one multimedia platform to fight tyranny and promote what they call terrorism, basic Americana. Now, that said, let me get into Harry Reid before I get into the Second Amendment. Harry Reid, I played this Friday. I've got to play it again. Because remember, Obama said, don't listen to those that say there's always tyranny around the corner. No, it already ran us over like a bus, and it's backing back over us right now. He says government is good inherently. Now look at government in the last century. It killed over 100 million people in Russia and Eastern Europe and other areas of Europe alone, 60 million in Russia by itself, upwards of 80 million in communist China, 260 plus million worldwide in the 20th century, University of Hawaii, study that came out a decade ago. Look up democide or death by government. Non-military deaths killed by government. They've got the Motorhead song, Killed by Death. How about Killed by Government? And they've got a University of Chicago study on it as well. Their numbers are even higher. He's saying government is good and those that are against it are anarchists. The globalists are anarchists against the Bill of Rights and Constitution and individualism. The state says it'll go run wild. They are kleptocratic, selective anarchists who are above the law. Look at the UN, the diplomatic immunity. Here is this quick comment by Harry Reid.
And I would also talk about my friend from Oklahoma.
This is Senate floor.
I know that he's smart. And I understand that. But, Madam President, just because you're smart doesn't mean you're always right.
Butt-kissing is all they do in the Senate.
We have a situation where this country has been driven by the Tea Party for the last number of years.
But they had no power.
When I was in school, I studied government, and I learned about the anarchists. Now, they were different than the Tea Party because they were violent. But they were anarchists because they did not believe in government at any level, and they acknowledged it. The Tea Party kind of hides that.
We don't have anything.
They don't say we're against government. That's what it all amounts to. They're not doing physically destructive things to buildings and people, but they directly. But they are doing everything they can to throw a monkey wrench into any form of government, whether it's local, whether it's state or federal government. That's what it's all about. And so, anything they can do to throw a monkey wrench in the wheels of government, they're happy doing that. And I'm sorry to say my friend from Oklahoma is helping them. Maybe not directly, but indirectly. And that's wrong. Government is not inherently bad. Government is inherently good. That's why we have a constitution. And that's what we direct the activities
of government.
All right,
that's good. Now, let's just be clear. Government historically has been inherently bad. Big government especially. And they're at odds with the Bill of Rights and Constitution on every front. I mean, Obama, across the board, whether it's Pulitzer Prize winner Chris Hedges, who's a real liberal, saying he's twice as bad as Bush for the Constitution, or whether you're Pat Buchanan, a real right-winger. I mean, anybody with half a brain cell knows that the Democratic Party is power-grabbing with the help of the Republican leadership like nothing we've ever seen. And now they've got federal task forces out there without judge or jury taking veterans' guns if they find something in their psychology file they don't like. When we come back, we're going to get in studio two guests who are from an amazing organization, from a real civil rights organization. And that is, of course, TexansFirearmsFreedom.com, the legislative director for that. And we're also going to have a Terry Holcomb on, who is a pastor and a board member of Texas Open Carry, who was arrested Friday. Jakari Jackson, InfoWars Nightly News reporter, videotaped it. And then he went back Friday. There was more civil rights action. They arrested a disabled veteran in a wheelchair for his firearm downtown. And the police say, we don't care if it's legal or lawful. If somebody doesn't like how it looks, their right to not be scared by your gun in your holster is our right to take it. Now, that's normally the case when they take guns. This time, it deals with going on the Capitol grounds when the law says you could take black powder onto the grounds. And they show them the law. They don't care. They still arrest them. That is going to be coming up. We're going to premiere some new video here. Friday night, we already had the video of Mr. Holcomb being arrested. There's new video that just went up on InfoWars.com that is dealing with the disabled veteran in the wheelchair. So this is the type of stuff going on. This is the real civil rights movement, folks. They want us all at each other's throat, and MSNBC hypes racial division in the name of unity all day. How about all of us having our basic liberties restored? Private property, the family, the right to self-defense. That's what we defend as patriots. That's why they call us terrorists.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just grabbed one of my writers on the phone during the break and asked him to repost it to the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as a red link. So it'll be up there in the next 10 minutes for the radio audience. It's since Friday gone into the archive, but there's new video that just got posted minutes ago of a veteran in Austin being arrested for having a firearm legally and lawfully. That just went up today because it's from yesterday. We have crew up here today so upset by it who shot it, that they just uploaded it like 20, 30 minutes ago. That's going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the same article. We can put that article up on screen for folks so I can give them the headline out there so that radio listeners can just search engine it for now and find it. Shock video, Texas state troopers arrest legally armed American. And now we can say Americans, because we're going to add the new video. And all over America, this is the new civil rights movement. They want us to fight with each other and say the new civil rights movement is, you know, to teach your five-year-old how to have sex. No, that's a way to corrupt them. No, no. The basic civil rights is the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, based on biblical rights, based on common law, thousands of years old. And joining us is Terry Holcomb. He's a pastor and board member of Texas Open Carry, who went on a walk through Huntsville carrying his Bushmaster in an effort to raise public awareness. And now, I saw it on the video, was arrested for carrying one in downtown Austin on the Capitol grounds. And then Rachel Malone is a firearms freedom activist and is a legislative director of Texas FirearmsFreedom.com, a group dedicated to the preservation and protection of Second Amendment rights. And I appreciate your amazing stand, your courage. People are doing this everywhere. One thing they do is the attorney general said, we got to brainwash the public against guns. That's why they have TV ads and show billboards showing revolvers and shotguns saying report illegal guns. So I had a carpet cleaner guy try to call the cops on me because of a gun case. They literally believe that guns were illegal. This is part of the fraud. You guys are breaking that fraud with the truth, but the police don't care. And at least in many areas. In many areas, they are patriotic and aware. So Terry and Rachel, thanks for coming on and joining us. Tell us what happened to you Friday and what's been ongoing.
There's a lot that hasn't. Everybody's seen the arrest, but they didn't see what happened prior to the arrest. We had actually started out setting up a meeting with the State Preservation Board, John Sneed, Commander Ortiz of Department of Public Safety, Capitol Police, the Major of DPS, and the Sergeant of Arms of the House and the Senate, setting up a meeting, setting up this event, trying to work with law enforcement, working with the State Preservation Board.
So this was even officially set up.
That is correct.
Wow, and they still, whoa.
Yes, sir.
And now this is news. Break all this down.
Yes, sir, it is. And we haven't exactly communicated this, so this is breaking news, really. We'd initially wanted to go into the Capitol, and our original agreement that we were able to forge was we would enter the Capitol without ammo. We would carry our long guns in, and we agreed to go in without any ammo. They had agreed to that initially. About 2 days before we were set to meet with them in Austin on last Monday, Department of Public Safety decided that they no longer wanted to allow us to enter open carrying long guns. Agreed to disagree.
Because you're an evil citizen slave. I mean, the idea of you with now Kim Jong-un in North Korea, that's safe to have guns.
Understood.
Hitler with guns, but not a citizen.
It gets better.
By the way, as you know, until the 50s, people used to take guns into court, but go ahead.
That's correct. and you are allowed to conceal carry in Austin, too, so at the Capitol. So we agreed that we wouldn't go inside the building. We were extending professional courtesies to the State Preservation Board and DPS, and so we agreed just to go have a peaceful appreciation. We wanted to, you know, be thankful for that.
They have all those statues of Davy Crockett and people with their guns.
Absolutely.
Well, those must be cut down immediately.
Absolutely. And so when I get there, and I have two fellow board members with me on Friday morning.
By the way, because this got spun that you guys were going looking for trouble. That's the classic spin. She was wearing a short skirt. She deserved to be raped. But now we learn it was an official deal you were trying to do to cement the Second Amendment. Because the media, I saw, are spinning, they set up cops who didn't know the law that arrested you.
They absolutely knew we were coming. In all fairness, I didn't tell them I was going to be carrying a black powder pistol, but that's an irrelevant issue. I got arrested for carrying a black powder pistol, not a long rifle. So we get there about 10:30 in the morning, and we park in a parking garage, and I don't get one block, and three DPS officers stop me. That's the first encounter. The officer wanted to know why I had the black powder pistol, didn't say anything to the AR-15 standing on my right and my left.
And again, it's a slave with a gun. That image is like a high noon to a vampire.
Absolutely. I told him I was carrying the weapon for self-protection, just like he was. And he said, you're not allowed to carry it like that. I handed him the Texas Penal Code 4601 that exempts black powder pistols that were made before 1899 or replicas of black powder pistols that were made before 1899. I had an 1858 Remington.
And you and the video's up on the site. You show him all this.
Absolutely. And I hand him the Texas Penal Code. He reads it. He says, okay, you giving me yours? Let me go get mine. Right, so he goes and gets it. And he comes back, he says this. He says, okay, we've established it's legal for you to carry it.
It's on video. He's holding both things up, reading them.
Yes, sir. And he says, we've established that it's legal to carry it. He said, but let me say this. I'm alarmed.
Well, I'm alarmed by them with guns and us not having them.
Absolutely.
And so the idea is because he's alarmed, what, can he have your house next because he's alarmed? Can he have your bank account because he's alarmed?
We need to get everybody off the road because every time I get on the road, I'm alarmed.
Exactly.
At this point, I saw it was going to go into a bad direction.
I'm alarmed going to Chicago because they don't have any guns, and the crime rate's, what, 10 times Austin's?
Absolutely. I asked him at that point, am I being detained? And he said, yes, you're being detained. And
wow.
Absolutely.
What a tyrant, man. Wow.
Absolutely. And we had done nothing wrong. We had walked 200 feet from the car. And so...
So you weren't even fully on the Capitol grounds yet, were you?
Absolutely not.
So it's doubly illegal because you could have had a regular firearm there.
And make no mistake.
Wow. Whoa. Wow.
Now, when he says he's alarmed by my revolver, 1858 ball and cap revolver, again, I've got two AR-15s on my right and my left that they never talk to, fully loaded. And they never talk to those guys. It was just me. Anyway, he eventually let me go with the warning that I was going to be arrested if anyone was alarmed. And we walked.
Wow.
We walked 2 or 3.
Land of the free, home of the brave, boy, I tell
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And we were outnumbered 5-1 at the Capitol.
But they're alarmed.
They had set this up to have extra force, and they were prepared to arrest us the moment we got there. And so we walked another few blocks. We were trying to get to the south side of the Capitol because one of our fellow members had already been arrested, and I'd got the call that they had been arrested. The media was over there, and they needed me to get over there. So we were walking. Two more troopers intervened me just before we got to the south side. I walked by them and kept going, and they stopped me and brought me back. And they said, you know.
By the way, that's all illegal. They have no reason to be stopping you.
Absolutely.
And they're there. It's official oppression, false imprisonment.
This is true official oppression.
Yes.
They absolutely knew that I was doing was legal, or they would have arrested me and disarmed me from the word go.
Oh, you absolutely have them. The problem is they don't care. It's just more taxpayer money. They'll just write more old ladies tickets for the lawsuit you win.
Absolutely.
So you got to get them fired.
So they stopped us, warned us again, asked me to put my revolver in my car. I wasn't having a long discussion. I said, I appreciate you, you know, sharing your opinion with me. I'm going to move on now. And so we walked another 50 yards, and a bicycle state trooper, who I saw talking to the two DPS officers that had just talked to me, came and stopped me immediately again.
So I guess he said, if you won't arrest him for no reason, I will.
Well, yeah. I take my glasses off because I'm a very cooperative person. I'm not going to give you up my right, but I'll have a conversation with you. At this point, I'm not wanting to have any more conversations. I took my sunglasses off and I said, if I come across as you disrespectful, don't take it personal. I'm done being harassed. I'm not cooperating anymore. I said, I saw you talk to those two DPS officers just 50 yards behind us, and now here you are again. What do you want? He said, well, can I have your name? And I said, I know that you just talked to those guys, so you've got my name. Well, I need you to give it to me. But okay, my
stay name. There, stay there. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you go up to InfoWars.com, you can see the video that's been up since Friday that's become national news. And then another video we just uploaded of a veteran in a wheelchair being arrested down outside the Texas Capitol for daring to have a firearm. Only the state can have guns. Only the state without a warrant can stick their hands down your wife's pants at the airport to see if they're with Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, our government runs Al-Qaeda in Syria. Terry Holcomb, who got arrested at Rachel Malone, legislative aide. They're really getting scared of the First Amendment. They know that we're showing people that it's not illegal, it's not dirty, it's not bad. I want you, Terry, to finish up with the arrest that took place that's on video that radio listeners can see on the site. But then I want to get Rachel's take on all this as well and find out where you guys are going. And then I want to get you on for an extended hour-long special report sometime this week coming up on InfoWars Nightly News.
Okay, well, I mean, to sum it up quickly, basically because I wouldn't submit to their scare tactics, and that's absolutely what they were. They were trying to scare me into submitting to giving up my rights.
Well, it's racketeering.
Absolutely.
Because if you try to outside law make somebody do something like, hey, that's a nice watch on the train with a bunch of guys, that's racketeering.
Absolutely. And this is the important part. They were ordered to arrest me. I was specifically targeted. They were ordered to arrest me. It wasn't because I broke a law. They wanted me.
Why wasn't it the guys with the AR-15s?
That's exactly.
Why did they arrest the disabled veteran? Is it like something about veterans that makes them mad?
No, what makes them mad is we're starting to get traction. We're starting to show them that they're not the only ones that can have guns, and they can't tell us we can't have them. And if they're going to try and legislate us out of it, like they did, which Rachel will talk about in a minute, we're going to go and we're going to protest it.
So they're scared of America.
100%. They do not want us having guns.
So like a child is afraid of like goblins and vampires, they're afraid of John Wayne and George Washington.
According to the arresting officer, he said he was alarmed by my cap and ball revolver with 308s and 223s and 556s fully loaded, mags everywhere, 40 calibers, 9mm, 45s, everywhere around, and he was alarmed by my black powder pistol.
And then they admit they know the law, they don't care, so they put you in the police car. What happened once they took you to jail?
They booked me, and the sergeant there insisted on making sure that the arresting officer put on the report, be sure to state that you were alarmed. They probably were alarmed.
So if I'm alarmed by an illegal checkpoint, what am I supposed to do?
Absolutely. And what they,
I guess, 1775 Lexington Concord. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what they're looking for.
I talked to my attorney today, and right now I can't open carry my black powder revolver. My rights effectively been taken away from me.
So they've totally violated your God-given rights, your civil rights, everything else.
Absolutely. First, second, fourth.
Well, they spy on us without warrants. They run Al-Qaeda without, I mean, they do whatever they want.
Oh, I'm sure they know me very well by now. I'm sure NSA has got me pegged pretty quick.
Well, yeah, but they're all committing crimes. So Rachel's legislative aide,
yeah.
All over the country, they're freaked out by folks marching with guns because the sheep see that. I mean, I got a buddy, had him call them because they saw a gun rack. The realtor saw it and called the cops. People think guns are illegal. And you terrorists are showing folks they're not. How dare you?
That's right. Well, see, the way I see it, Terry's arrest did not come out of a vacuum. This has been a major issue. It brought it to the forefront, to bring it to attention again, which is we need to keep this at the forefront. But here's what happened. This past session, there were a lot of gun laws, gun bills that were filed in the legislature that would have significantly enhanced Texas firearms freedom. Well, a lot of listeners may not realize Texas is this great bastion of gun freedom rights.
No, we're not.
Wrong.
Aren't we like 10th or something?
We're
only one of five that don't have open carry laws.
We're right. There are only a few other.
But I mean, on average, I've seen statistics that we're like, there's like 9 states with better laws than us.
It depends on exactly how you evaluate it, because there are a lot of different laws to look at. But Texas is one of only about 6 or 7 states that does not even allow any open carry of handguns. It does not qualify a black powder pistol as a handgun, so it's free.
Yeah, and they're openly planning to make us a red state. They've said that. We're going to salute Mao when they're done.
There you go. So we have all these gun bills, right, that were filed. There was great public support. They were going along nicely until they hit the picket fence. Representative Joe Pickett of El Paso was appointed by Joe Strauss as a committee chairman, and he had a committee that would have voted that bill out, a lot of those bills out of his committee.
So Pickett is an enemy of America.
Absolutely.
He's the first one. He's the first wall. He refused to let these bills come up for a vote in committee, just to vote on.
So Pickett of El Paso is King George III.
He's also a puppet.
Right. So he was appointed by Joe Strauss, correct?
Absolutely.
Who's a Speaker of the House. I'm sure those bills were sent there on purpose today. So Joe Strauss is also largely responsible for this. David Dewhurst, who tries to hold himself as this great liberty supporter of gun rights.
Oh, he's an absolute tyrant.
That's the truth. And he's also largely responsible for a lot of...
Well, I hope he loves killing the TSA bill and all this. That's why he's not going to be governor. That's why he is not going to be senator. And when we're done with him, he's going to be nowhere. He is a piece of filth.
So then we have Pickett, we have Strauss, we have Dewhurst. What about Perry? Perry could have acted. He puts himself forward again.
Well, he's blackmailed. Yeah, it's him.
Right. So he refused to call a special session, which was his right and his responsibility, really.
But he wears a cowboy hat and waves guns around on TV.
So he's the biggest gun rights supporter.
By the way, why is he always in public waving handguns around?
So that he can ignore the citizens being violated.
But technically they're saying don't open carry a handgun.
Because it could be alarming. But, of course, it's not alarming to...
Man, this sounds like total tyranny. I mean, Texans ought to be ashamed to have this going on.
So we have our highest ranking law enforcement official in the state of Texas, Attorney General Greg Abbott. He's a wonderful gun rights supporter, right? So what's he doing about all this? Nothing. His office has blatantly refused to...
Because they've told him, you'll get federal office if you sell Texas out and turn it into a globalist operation.
And we have communicated what's going on. This isn't an isolated issue. It's just this is the one that finally... Set the dynamite.
Oh, no, they hate you guys because you're effective. I'm always reading about Texans for Firearms Freedom and the Texas Rifle Association and all the great folks. They just hate your guts because you're trying to keep this state free, and how dare you?
Absolutely. And so Greg Abbott is aware specifically of all the arrests happening in under 4201A8, which is the disorderly conduct.
Well, you know what the answer is. I mean, you guys should organize like 1,000 people with black powder revolvers to show up.
Let's do it.
It's coming. San Antonio, October the 19th, because San Antonio's taking the same stance as Austin, DPS, and the Capitol folks. We have an event scheduled for October the 19th at the Alamo.
Well, how about we're alarmed by them? I mean, I'm alarmed by SWAT teams and black masks and helicopters and all this stuff.
I'm
Make
highly
no mistake,
alarmed.
I was alarmed yesterday.
High
Friday.
Alarmed by this official oppression, by the tyranny, by the liberty being taken away from the people.
You guys sound like people that started the country. I don't know if I can even talk to scum like you.
Well, here's a message. We're not going away. I'm coming back.
Well, you know the answer. It's civil rights lawsuits. It's all of it. And they're going to lose. I mean, I've looked at the case. They're going to lose.
That's not all they're going to lose. We are going after the legislators. We're not going to stand in anymore. We're not going to say, okay, you're Second Amendment. No, you're either constitutionalist or you need to get out of office. There's too many people out there pandering.
That's right. We've been losing the Second Amendment because we only try to hold the line. Offense. We have to win the whole deal now, win it all back now, or it's all over. And you heard Harry Reid. They're scared of the real Tea Party.
They are.
They're scared because we're taking America back. Just like I told Piers Morgan, you try to take our guns, it's 1776 again. It's over. We're done. We're not backing off. Line in the sand, just like the Alamo. It's over.
And that is our motto for October 19th, line in the sand. But Texas has to be the final battle place. It has to be. We're the only thing that's truly going to be able to stand between us and the federal government. We're it.
Yeah, on April 19th, 1775, on the Lexington Green, the Redcoats, the British regulars, marched up, and they yelled at the 80 people who were standing.
Turn your guns in.
They yelled.
Lay them down.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels. Lay down your arms and dispersed. And what do? They chose to remain peaceful and peacefully dispersed, but Captain Parker told them, keep your arms.
And he said, and if they shoot first, then if it's a war they want, it's a war they'll get.
Yes. And that's where it's headed in this country. The federal government is out of control. And honestly, Texas puts on a good bit of makeup to make it look like it's conservative and that it's constitutional.
It's like a new coat of paint, but behind the wood is termites.
Absolutely.
There's termites everywhere.
And our state-level government is infiltrated with plenty of Republican in name only. And it's starting to look like, you know, Greg Abbott could be one of those, and he's running for governor. We know that Perry showed his true colors when he didn't stand up for the people and what's right. You have the biggest battle ever in how many years for the right of people to bear arms.
Well, there it is. We're going to be covering it. Get your guns and head to San Antonio, October 19, 2013, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Alamo Plaza. Oh, my. I got to go down there for that. Man, I tell you, it is good to know folks like you. And these tyrants want to keep pushing, and who knows what will happen. I pray for peace, but I prepare for war. And I certainly hope that the tyrants running the system realize we've been pushed around enough. And I could just say authoritatively, I salute your stand on the law. You were following the law and you were arrested. The videos are up on Infowars.com. Red link. We had them reposted. Shock video. Texas state troopers up only to file law to kill Second Amendment. And it's got the veteran being arrested, you being arrested, the guy in the wheelchair. People need to go check this out. They need to get this out and fight with the First Amendment to avert a new 1776.
Absolutely, because that is where we're headed.
The videos are up on Infowars.com. Great job to the crew. Great job you guys coming in. I want continual coverage on Infowars Nightly News and the radio show this week with you in depth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know.